young Sid Perks to keep his ears open in and around Ambridge to try to find out what Charles Grenville's property buying plans in the district are. John and Janet are each trying to please each other in the decision whether or not they should leave Blossom Hill Cottage. Last evening, while Tom Forrest and Ned Larkin were together in the Bull, Jack told them that he'd received a letter from a strange woman that has been puzzling him. She's written asking him for accommodation in December.
What's wrong with that, then? It's all good for business. Where's the mystery?
Well, hang on, and I'll read it to you. I've got it right here beside the still.
Here, do you reckon there's one of them man atomic spies or someone needing to lie low away in the country for a bit?
Oh, no, there's nothing exactly sinister in it. Just kind of queer.
Oh, I can smell her from here when you take it out.
All right, fancy note paper too, as well as scented. Anyway, it goes like this, and in violet ink. Dear sir, your hotel has been recommended to me by some friends who visited you in the summer. It is essential that as from December the 16th next, I should retire to the peace and seclusion of the country for a time.
See there, then. What did I tell you?
Well, hang on, there's more than that.
Right enough, though, it is a bit queer. Maybe she knows she wants her peace and quiet right bang on that particular day.
Well, anyway, it carries on. I hope, therefore, that you can reserve me a single room as from this date till some period after the Christmas season. As soon as my 13-year-old son, Edwin, breaks up from school, he will be joining me, so I shall require another single room for him. It is essential that this room should adjoin my own, with, if possible, a communicating door between the two.
Good old Edwin, eh? Right, ma'am, Miss Pets, if you ask me.
Well, he certainly sounds like it.
But this is the bit at the end. She says, I should be obliged by a reply at once, since my plans must be completed immediately. And then listen here, Uncle Tom.
Oh, go on, I'm listening.
It is possible that either during or before my residence, you may receive inquiries whether I am staying with you. If so, I should be obliged if you would evade the issue as much as possible and let me know of any such inquiries.
Oh.
I appreciate that I cannot ask you to tell a downright lie and state that I am not with you, but please use all tact in the matter. Please let me have your assurances on this issue when replying. Yours faithfully, Melanie Blewett Winthorpe.
Double-barreled and all, eh?
And with a hyphen.
What's the address, Jack?
London. Sounds pretty posh, up Hampstead way.
Seems like there'd be more at home in a place like old Jack Willis, eh? Instead of a little old inn like yours, me lad.
Here, now. Nothing wrong with this place of mine. I can tell you that the cooking's a darn sight better than at Willis, for a start.
So what are we going to do about her, then?
Well, I'm not just sure. I don't think I fancy chaps nosing about the place and asking questions about guests that I've got to obey. Seems all a bit furtive.
Oh, come on now, Jack, lad, be a sport. Nothing to beat a proper little bit of mystery about the place now, is there?
Well, that's what Peg says. She's all for it. Trust a woman. It isn't just a plain mystery to her, but some kind of romantic mystery. She even says that she'll cope with any nosy parkers that do turn up.
Well, what are you worried about, then? Your conscience will be clear enough, won't it?
I don't know, Uncle Tom. Anyway, I expect I'll give in. I always do with Peg.
Don't forget that this old Vere de Vere bird wants an answer straight away, Jack.
Oh, it can wait one more day. Besides, you mightn't be all that old. 13-year-old son. We're just in her early 30s.
Ah, no mention of husband, eh? Oh, smashing young widow maybe, Jack, eh?
Could be. Well, we'll see. It might all just fizzle out with some perfectly simple explanation after all. No mystery.
Would you like another cup, Janet? From the fresh pot.
Thanks, Carol, I would rather. Now, I really ought to be getting back home soon.
Oh, no violent hurry, is there?
Well, I really ought to be thinking of something for that husband of mine. He'll come back ravenous from the shop if I know him.
He always was rather one for his tummy, that John of yours.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Two lumps, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Thanks. Carol?
Yes?
You used to know John very well, didn't you?
In the old days.
Yes, I did, I suppose.
Quite well.
Do you think I may be making a mistake?
Or with this idea, perhaps moving to Portugal?
Well, it's a bit difficult for me to say, my dear. It's really up to you and John, isn't it?
You see, I thought at first it would be a good thing for him, so that we could build up our whole married life together a little distance from all his old bachelor associations.
But now you're not quite so sure, is that it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I know he would move the flat over the shop to please me. But you see, I don't ever want John to do anything just to please me. It would have to come from within himself as well.
And yet you'll do anything just to please him.
Yes.
Yes, of course I would.
Oh, but it isn't only that.
Well?
Well, I've come
come round to thinking that perhaps it really is a mistake, the whole idea. John loves Ambridge, and he loves Blossom Hill.
Yes, I know he does.
He was talking on about it last night in that sentimental way of his. Something about it being the place that he brought me back to after our wedding. You know how he is. Something about it all tying up with the days of wine and roses. Some poem.
Yes, yes, I know it. They are not long, the days of wine and roses.
That's it. He seemed so strange while he was talking about it. I can't explain it exactly. It was almost... Well, it was almost as if there was some kind of foreboding or something. Anyway, I think I will let the whole idea quieten down. And not just to please him. Because it does come from inside me as well. Now I really think of it. I love Ambridge very much myself.
I'm very glad, Janet.
Can I say that?
Honestly and personally?
Yes, of course, Carol.
You know, you can build up your life together just as well here. Never mind any old associations.
It's worked out very well, hasn't it? Your marriage?
Perfectly.
I never dreamt I could be so happy. And I think John is too.
Oh, I know he is. He loves you very much.
Of course, it's still early days, just from June. I dare say we will have a fight or two yet before all's done.
Oh, all married couples do. You should hear John and me sometimes.
The main thing is to have a sure foundation. And I think that that's what you two have.
Like Charles and me again.
Oh, yes, I think so. Well, there are other ways, too, that we could, well, build our lives.
Yes?
Well, I mean, much later on, you know. Once I've helped John with the extension of the business. And if it all goes quite well, we could have an assistant to help him. Well, we could start a family, maybe.
My dear Janet.
Well, well, there you are. Two genial witches over there, brew.
Hello, Charles. And Andrew, too.
Good evening, Mrs. Grenville. Mrs. Tregarthen.
Good evening, Mr. Sinclair. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Oh, keeps himself hard at the grindstone, this old Calvinist of ours. I snatched him away from it for 5 minutes for a quick cup, Carol. If there is one.
Oh, I think so. The pot's quite fresh.
Sure.
Could ring Nancy for a new one if it isn't warm enough.
You haven't time myself. I've got a meeting with a chap over at Feltsham about a new grain contract. By Jove, look at that clock. I'll have to get a move on. Just time for one quick cup, my dear.
I'll try that, Andrew. Warm enough?
Grand, just grand, Mrs. Grenville. Oh, man, there's nothing to beat a wee cup of tea.
Come on, my dear.
I'm doing my best. What about you, Janet? Another cup?
Oh, no thanks, Carol. I really ought to get back. I've stayed much longer than I meant to.
Give you a lift if you like. I'll be passing Blossom Hill.
Oh, thanks very much, Charles.
Not at all. A pleasure to have such charming company.
And yet you called us a couple of witches just now.
Topical reference only, my dear. It's Halloween.
Why, so it is. I'd forgotten.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Grenville, talking of Halloween...
Hmm? Your spot more milk, please, Carol. That's certainly hot enough.
There was a wee bunch of village lads down in a corner of the big root field,
yeah?
Pinching mangles for their lanterns.
Well, what did you do, shoo them off?
Well, to tell you the truth, I looked the other way. There was just one or two of them.
Good for you. I'd have done the same. I like to see traces of the old country customs lingering on.
I suppose so. Although I'm always a wee bit canny about Halloween time myself.
You and your Scotch superstitions, Andrew.
Aye, maybe, Mrs. Grenville. But I'm right glad when it's all over. It's a sort of unchancy season somehow.
Well, you'd better stay and talk to my wife about your witcheries. Now, I've gulped and I'm off. So, if you're ready, Janet.
All ready. I can collect my things in the hall as we go through.
Good.
Thanks very much indeed for the tea, Carol. Well, not at all, my dear. Come again as soon as you can. And don't forget the fireworks on Tuesday.
Oh, we won't. Looking forward to it, both of us.
Bye.
Bye.
Shouldn't be more than about an hour and a half, Carol, if I get a move on.
Okay.
Right then, Janet, my dear.
All right then, Nigel, that's the last of it.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Archer. Very good of you to give us a hand.
Oh, not at all, lad. I know you got a big night at your club.
No special Halloween do. Fancy costumes and a lot.
Ah, what are you going as yourself? Merlin or somebody? Since you conjured the whole idea of the youth club out of thin air at the first place.
No, not me. I'm master of ceremonies. Plain tuxedo, as the Americans call it.
Ah.
Joan's turning up as a full-fledged witch, though.
Well, I'd say more of an enchantress myself.
I see what Mrs. Archer means when she says you have a golden tongue when you want, Mr. Archer.
Oh, now, Nigel, that was mostly long ago. It's just an echo these days.
Ah.
Hey, go on, old lazy bones. Out through there with others.
Yield's not too bad, eh, for the time of year?
Oh, yield's darn good. All those fine autumn carvers of ours take advantage of the better winter prices.
Yeah.
Oh, Nigel, by the way, this Hollerton ploughing match.
Oh, next week, Mr. Archer. We'll try not to let the Ambridge side down, Ned and me.
He's been practicing away on Brookfield like a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Never had such good ploughing in my life.
But to tell you the truth, he's going to whack me hollow, Mr. Archer.
No,
I've just been looking on myself as a kind of pacemaker while we worked away together. You know, keep him up to scratch for the good of the side.
Ah, maybe move right into the big national match next year, one or t'other of you.
Mm-hmm.
Taunton, wasn't it, this year?
Yeah.
And yesterday, huh?
So it was. Oh, but there's a lot to be done before then. Right then, that's most of the clearing up finished, so if you don't mind, I'll be off.
I'll see you in the beach settle myself before I go in.
Oh, thanks.
Have a good time, though, Nigel.
Well, thank you. We'll do our best. Oh, are you sure you and Mrs. Archer wouldn't like to come along to the Sellers Club?
Oh, no, quite night for the fire for me. My dancing days are finished, as much as my golden tongue days.
Well, quite a few of the village folk are looking in later. John Tregodden and Janet, for instance, when they've had their evening meal. You know, they've helped me an awful lot with the youth club, Mr. Archer, those two.
Aye, right nice couple they are, the pair of them.
Mm.
Well, off with you then, my boy, and get yourself ready. I've been all straight here. Right, Father.
Well, there's a fine thing, I must say. Me, the most dutiful husband in the world.
Well, they only just left a short time ago, she and Charles. The one you didn't see them.
I came round the other way. I wanted to see a chap about some old music boxes in Hollerton. And here am I, thinking that she might still be here and I'd collect her. And behold, the bird has flown.
She did say that she wanted to see about a good meal for you, if that's any consolation.
Ah, well, so it is, I say. We've a heavy night off. It was done at the youth club, so I suppose I'd better push on. If I should...
Oh, excuse me a minute, John. Hello? Ambridge 364? Yes? Yes, speaking. What? Yes. Yes, that's right.
Ambulance. And Janet?
Oh, John.